This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Common Core is the name of the new school curriculum that government will be forcing on all school children. But there is one aspect to Common Core that parents find particularly objectionable. Common Core also means gathering and storing all sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database from birth through all levels of schooling, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. This type of government surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. Common Core reminds us of how Communist China gathered nosy information on all its school children, stored it in manila folders called dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he leaves school. Several years ago, the New York Times published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era, when information was stored on paper. Now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, written by the states. It is a national project created in secret, without any input from teachers or state legislatures or local school boards. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the Common Core English standards are 50% informational texts instead of great American and English literature and classics. The result is that Common Core readings are very political. One suggested reading is a sales talk for government health care, such as Obamacare. Another suggested reading selection is global warming propaganda.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
This hour on the Bob Tuscan Show, we have our friend and special guest, Jan Ervin, joining us. You know him from Gnostic Media and Trivium Education, as well as many other projects that he's worked on, both in front of the camera and behind the camera, so to speak. Jan's a good buddy of mine, and I always enjoy talking to him. And today we're going to talk a bit about eating, about food and health, which he has done a tremendous amount of research on, and you'll find many of those interviews on his Gnostic Media podcast, from Bulletproof to Wheat Belly, you name it, he's covered it, and we'll get to a lot of that in this hour of tonight's Bob Tuscan Show. Next hour, we're going to do completely open lines. I'm going to cover some headlines and some solutions, as always. You know, we could talk about the problems all day long, but if we don't offer solutions, then we're a part of the problem, and that's just the philosophy of the Bob Tuscan Show. Jan, I want to talk about food with you. I want to talk about health with you. But before we get to that, I have to bring this up. Right in the beginning, I want to air it out. You've been in a bit of a tiff with some of the psychedelic community. For those who don't know Jan, he's been involved with the intellectual entheogen community, or whatever you want to call it, for many years now. But seems to be and ends with some of these researchers. Tell us a little bit about that. What's going on?
Oh, well, you know, if you publish something telling the truth with citations that people can go out and verify, you'll get lots of ad hominem and false attacks out there, and people name calling at you and trying to call you crazy and all of this stuff. And the recent example of that, Daniel Pinchbeck has been doing a lot of that. He was telling people that I was psychotic, and the example of paranoiac and all of this stuff. But it's because I published this article last year on Gordon Wasson, who is the discoverer of magic mushrooms, and in there we included a lot of primary documentation that showed that he was actually a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He worked with Alan Dulles, the head of the CIA at the Century Club. We've since found, since I published that in my most recent article, we discovered that he was actually in charge of MKUltra subproject 58, and that JP Morgan Bank was the subcontractor, and he was actually the vice president of propaganda for JP Morgan Bank. And I've published, I did FOIA requests with the CIA. I published documents from that. We've published recently CIA documents from the 17,000 files that were published in the 70s on MKUltra. There was one in there that was actually on MKUltra subproject 58 that Dr. Colin Ross had noticed and had pointed out to me, and I had actually overlooked it, and apparently everybody else did as well too. But here we have these primary CIA documents that Shua Wasson requesting money from the Gestichter Fund and things like this. So, you know, there are a lot of people out there that have a vested interest in selling a bogus agenda or just, you know, making money. You know, Daniel Pinchbeck in his books, he claims to be the prophet of Quetzalcoatl, if you can believe that. So here we have this beatnik author. You know, why would Quetzalcoatl need a beatnik author to be his prophet anyway? But he actually thinks that he's a prophet. And so he goes around attacking my research, but he has never actually addressed any claim that I've actually published. Like, he won't quote me. What he'll do is he'll always use straw mans. He'll misrepresent my work and think, you know, and just completely distort it. But you'll never see him actually quote me or deal with anything specific that have cited. You know, and aside from the CIA, my citations came from Yale and, you know, the Hoover Institute and Princeton, et cetera. So
you have all the citations backing that these individuals had certain ties to shady agencies. And I guess my question is, John, what was the intention? What was the idea behind infiltrating or spearheading the psychedelic movement?
Well, it was really to co-opt the thinking capacity of middle-class kids, essentially. And what the elites essentially had in mind was that they were going to basically create sort of a neo-feudalism or a new dark age, which Terence McKenna relabeled in his book, The Archaic Revival. And this is a term that was actually taken from Gregory Bateson. And Gregory Bateson was in charge of basically creating weaponized anthropology for the CIA and the U.S. government. And Professor David Price has shown that Bateson was CIA. And Bateson was one of the key guys who created Project MKUltra at the Macy Foundation conferences. So, you know, their goal is essentially to get people to, you know, think positively and to think of the spiritual, but dismiss physical reality altogether, to not apply any critical thinking skills, to not fact check things, to not, you know, go and read a citation just to make sure that what you're being told is the truth. You know, and a lot of people seem to think that it's easier for them to go through their entire lives believing lies or things that some authority told them that they've never verified than it is to just sit down and verify it for a few minutes just to make sure that their beliefs are true. And, you know, a lot of people will say, well, there is no truth. Actually, there is. And we can know who, what, where, when, why, and how. And there is a systematic process for verifying things. You and I always know that 1 + 1 = 2. If somebody tells us 1 + 1 = 3, we know they're trying to fool us. And so, you know, when you go to the grocery store, when you park your car in outside in the parking lot and you go inside, you don't just randomly accept whatever change that they want to give you, and you don't give them just any random amount. And for that matter, when you walk outside into the parking lot, if your car isn't in the same spot, you know that it's stolen. You know, if it's completely not there and you know you drove your car, you know, it just didn't randomly pop up in some other place or some other dimension and whatnot. And this is the sort of agenda that's being sold. And you have guys like Amit Goswami and Bruce Lipton in this film Crossroads, who are actually using this and using quantum physics and these ideas, telling everybody, you know, you can know nothing. You just need to expect your spiritual group think that we're all one, and give up all of your rights to, you know, to some democracy or oligarchy or whatever, you know, for this Agenda 21 stuff. And so, you know, when you understand that there is truth and that you can verify things, primary citations are what they are, and two people can read the words and agree what it actually says. And when you realize that you can build your self-esteem to go out and find the truth, then you can realize what's been the agenda behind this whole New Age movement and the 2012 movement and all of this kind of stuff where they've been promoting this. And this goes back to the early 1990s. Somebody by the name of George Hunt that I interviewed on my show, he had tried to expose all of this. He was invited to a conference called the UNCED Conference, UNCED, where Edmund de Rothschild was there and some other of these guys. And they were openly talking about their plans to use New Age and use spirituality and all of this stuff to achieve their agendas. And so, you know, I think Mark Passio has gone a lot into exposing this since the recent Free Your Mind show. But this is really the same thing that we're all looking at, is these different forms of, you know, control and manipulation. And, you know, Gordon Wasson was dirty and all of this stuff. And so, you know, if people want to check that out, go to GnosticMedia.com and it's all up there.
Sure. Next segment, we're going to talk about health and diet. And there's a video that I just posted on my website that Jan has also posted on his Facebook about how to cure tooth decay naturally. And this ties into our discussion on diet and health, and we'll get to that. And it's actually what prompted us to do this show today with my wife's dental issues. Folks, you're not going to want to go anywhere. It's the Bob Tustin Show with special guest Jan.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your two-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tustin Show. We're talking with Jan Irvin today, although we started off by talking a little bit about his latest research on the entheogenic community. We are now going to shift gears and talk about something very compelling. You know, we've been told that cholesterol and fat are detrimental to our health. And the reality of it is that's probably not the case. If not, it's flat out not the case. What prompted me to do this and research this more was my wife's recent dental issues, which she's still undergoing at the moment. She's in a lot of pain tonight. It's been real tough. But anyways, she got a book called Cure Cavities and Repair Tooth Decay naturally, which I see you've posted a YouTube link on your website, on your Facebook rather, Jan. And we also have it on our website, bobtuskin.com. You got to check out my new video section. On the right-hand side of the page, I have strictly YouTubes or strictly videos. Forget YouTube. They're videos. On all sorts of nifty stuff. And when I see a YouTube that I think is worth checking out, I'll post it on the side there, and you'll see tons every single day to check out and look at, whether it's documentaries that I've watched that I recommend or new stuff, new news reports that I think are relevant, so on and so forth. They're all there. But let's get to this topic here. Jan, we've been told that we got to stay away from cholesterol and high fat, and we got to, you know, worship this food pyramid that's out there. Have we been misinformed?
Well, we should stay away from fat.
We should.
Certain kinds of fat.
Oh, okay. So I mean, tell me what.
You shouldn't be eating fat from like a factory farm.
That's true. You know, that's true.
You shouldn't be eating vegetable oil fats, especially corn oil, canola.
GMO. Yeah.
You know, the GMO type stuff. You definitely shouldn't be eating those types of fats. You should definitely not be eating, you know, bad cholesterol, which is found in grains, but it's not found in things like grass-fed dairy and, you know, fresh, wholesome raw milk and things like that. And, you know, there are a lot of scare tactics out there to get people to think that raw milk is actually less safe. But in just about every study across the board from every farmer and rancher that puts out fresh raw milk, they far exceed the stuff that you would buy in the store that's pasteurized and homogenized. But, you know, and even we're not told that it's the pasteurization of the milk that causes lactose intolerance and things like this. Like if you get raw butter, et cetera, you can go back to eating it and it won't cause the lactose intolerance problems. And
is
a lot of
there raw butter, Jan? I don't mean to interrupt, but we've
sure.
been trying to figure that out.
Yeah, there's organic acres out here in California. They sell raw butter. I mean, it's expensive. It's
sure.
Twice as much as Kerrygold. But, you know, the nice thing, Kerrygold is 90, 95% organic and pure and grass-fed, except right at the end process. They say there may, quote-unquote, be GMO going into their stuff, which is, you know, I think their customers should be outraged that they ever get anything GMO in the milking process. To all of you Irish listeners out there, you know, seriously, we got to take up this issue with Kerrygold. But, you know, Kerrygold is about the next cleanest out there that you can probably get. And,
sure.
you know, if you have enough butter every day, you actually feel great.
Well, we're jumping the gun because we're talking about
sure.
the products. But let's talk about why it is that butters and these sorts of fats, these sorts of cholesterols, the good cholesterols and fats are a good thing. And let's also talk about why it is that wheat and all these other products the average useless eater has in their diet are bad things.
Right, useless eaters. So,
should I have said goyim?
Yes. What makes people useless eaters is the intentional dumbing down of the food supply and all of this stuff so that people can't think rationally, and then plus the compulsory education system and things like that and the constant, you know, barrage of the Zionist-controlled media, right, Bob?
No comment. I cover up for the Jews. You know that.
No, but you're right. I mean, it's dumbing down, and then it's giving them the
and then blaming them essentially for the problem that the predator caused in the first place, right?
Precisely. So what is what is wrong with
that? There's a lot wrong with it. First of all, you know, everything that you're getting should be grass fed because cows that are fed grains, you know, and Kerrygold, they do feed their cows grass year round, except for the milking process. But, you know, and Humboldt Creamery here in California does the same too, but I actually get an allergic reaction from the Humboldt Creamery, stuff, their butter, because it's not clean enough. But, the grains contain a lot of mycotoxins, or basically fungal toxins, and Dave Asprey has done a lot to expose this. The guy that runs, the Bulletproof Executive website, and I've had him on my show a couple of times. But, all of the mycotoxins that we're getting do absolutely have a dramatic impact on the body and on the system. For instance, if you're getting coffee and he sells coffee and I get, you know, I get coffee that I roast myself that's very clean. But if you get coffee from like out of the bins at the grocery store, most of that coffee is actually rancid, and coffees contain all sorts of molds and toxins and things. And then you'll feel jittery or nauseous or get headaches after you have the coffee. And it's because it's actually rancid and it's bad.
But, and then the decaf stuff, they spray with all sorts of chemicals.
Sure, sure. And, you know, so you just, you want to stick to whole foods. You want to stick to whole grass-fed butter. You want, you know, grass-fed. Cows eat grass. They don't, you know, they don't go out and harvest fields of grain and soybeans and things like that. And soy is full of estrogen, and it causes a number of problems in our bodies as well.
What's wrong with that? Silly.
Yeah, I was vegetarian for 12 years, strict vegan for 6 years, and it is the single worst thing that I ever did to my health. And for the last several years, I discovered Sally Fallon's work at the Weston A. Price Foundation, and she does a lot of work to, you know, with the paleo diet and getting people familiar with good fats again, grass-fed, properly taking care of animals, not these industrial feedlots. You know, I don't recommend anybody buy anything from an industrial feedlot. Go directly to a rancher. Those of you on the East Coast, you can go straight to the Amish, et cetera, and get their stuff. They've got the best stuff, folks. So, you know, it's, you know, the all of the different health problems come from all of the processed foods that we're eating, all of this stuff. You know, it's, you know, basically everything that you buy in the middle of the grocery store, and it just so happens to have a kosher tax that goes along with it.
Oy vey.
So, oy vey, right.
Well, you know, Jan, we've interviewed Dr. McDougall and others out there who are involved with the fork, not knives community, and the China study is something they bring up. What are they missing? Why are they off?
China study was, there was a very young girl, sorry to interrupt you there. There was a very young girl, Denise Menger, and she's actually cited by William Davis, and I've talked to her a couple times. You know, I was planned on emailing her, but she was writing a book. It just never happened. I guess, I don't know. She thinks the topics you and I get into are too rough. Oh, you know, in fact, you and I got into a debate on her website, and maybe that's why we never got the interview.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
But so this girl, Denise Menger, she runs rawfoodsos.com, and she exposed the China study is actually totally bogus or fraudulent. She went, you know, and, you know, it's, I don't know if they actually did it intentionally. It's probably highly likely, because when you get into, you're going all the way back to Plato and Plato's Republic 2,500 years ago, it talks about right there using the vegetarianism diet to control the masses. They can't think as clearly. They reproduce less. So what happens is, you know, cholesterol, the good stuff, the HDL cholesterol that comes from meat, butter, kefir, cheese, all of these things. This is, you know, our brains are made out of this stuff. Our brains are roughly 77% hydroxycholesterol. And so your liver can only provide like 10% that your body needs. So if you are deficient in saturated fats, then you are, your brain is not getting it. And the same thing is the reproductive system, the gonads, the breasts, the ovaries all require saturated fats to operate. And women will be starved actually if, when they're pregnant, if they are not getting a high amount of saturated fats and protein.
I want to continue this discussion after a quick break. We have Jan Irvin with us, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go anywhere.
These annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with a resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. On an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
I was watching Young Urban, who is our special guest today, in an interview with Dave Asprey. Is that his name, Asprey?
Asprey, yeah.
Yeah. And anyways, he's the bulletproof coffee guy. It's gone pretty viral. It's reached
yeah. people. I mean, he's you know, I actually, between the first and second interviews, I had an email from somebody who cured their MS from the show, you know, and just cutting the wheat completely out of the diet, anything with gluten in it. I mean, there's no excuse to eat anything with wheat anymore anyway. Just about everything in the store is labeled, you know, so if you can't figure out to not eat the stuff, that's a really bad thing there.
Well, you mentioned in that interview, what I was going to get at here is that, and I didn't know this about you, Jan, and we've been friends for, I don't know, at least 4 years now.
And, I think five or six.
Yeah, it's we're going back a while now. Time flies. But I never knew this about you. I never knew that you had, and maybe I did now looking back, but you revealed that you've suffered from some really intense
gastrointestinal
issue.
Well, you know, if you remember back in 2009, I went down to Peru And I was down there for a little over a month, and I spent a week in the hospital down in Arequipa at a gastroenterologist or a specialist down there. And, you know, I basically got sick of the incompetent doctors here. I'd been in the hospital here more than 40 times, more than 12 different doctors. And, you know, they would all just regurgitate the same thing. You know, you have IBS, you got to take this pill and you know, and the, you know, one of them actually told me, well, the others couldn't figure anything out, so why would I be any different? You know, it's like, well, thanks for admitting that you're completely incompetent. This was this, this doctor over in Simi Valley on the outside of LA. But, you know, so I go down to, Peru and I find this doctor, Dr. Carlos Ortiz down in Arequipa, who really spent a lot of time, working with me. And he actually cured two of the three problems that I had. And he did use the word cure, which I was astonished when he came in my room one morning. And he said, well, I have good news and bad news. The good news is I can cure you. Bad news is if we don't start your treatment tonight, you probably won't make it through the night. So, you know, but they actually, I, you know, I had two different bacteria going off, one in the small intestines and one in the stomach. So he got rid of both of those. And then about, you know, so about, well, the food down in Peru and in South America is just incredibly more wholesome than up here. And so, you know, I noticed just eating the foods down there that I was feeling better. I was rebuilding really fast after I got out of the hospital.
Don't they eat a lot of potatoes, though?
They eat a lot of potatoes. But, you know, like sweet potatoes and things are still okay. But, I mean, okay. Yeah, you have to watch certain things. I don't recall myself eating a whole lot of potatoes down there. But you can get a lot of good, healthy, fatty things like cooey, which is guinea pig and stuff like that. It's actually pretty yummy. It tastes like fatty chicken.
And fish,
and,
right?
You know, there's yama and you know, these kind of things are pretty widespread down there as well. But I noticed that within a couple of weeks after getting back, I started sort of feeling more problems. But, you know, essentially for about 6 months after returning, maybe a year, I was kind of okay for the most part. And then I started getting worse again. And then at the end of 2011, I came across the work of Dr. William Davis, who he's gone viral now as well, and he authored a book called Wheat Belly. It's been on the New York Times bestseller list now. And he started working with me, you know, and I had him on my show, and he started helping me with my stomach problems and weed and things like that, so things started clearing up yet again. And then with more recently, you know, there were still some issues. I still wasn't feeling totally great, you know, and I still do have some problems from 15 years of major stomach problems. You know, my gastroenterologist in Peru said that I was one of the three worst cases he'd seen in his 25-year career. But, you know, then I, you know, after getting off the wheat, started feeling a lot better, started balancing out, gaining weight again. And then I came across Dave Asprey's work, and then what he does is he's basically taking the paleo diet, and I interviewed Sally Fallon on my show as well that presented all of this information originally, and everybody should watch her video, The Oiling of America, and she proves how the whole low cholesterol, low fat thing was a total fraud. But, you know, so you can, once you piece all these things together, you can see that something was going on, but Dave Asprey, he sort of took it to the next level, and he was revealing mycotoxins in the foods and in the grains that we eat and in the coffee that we drink, et cetera. So, you know, I started noticing, you know, making sure that I was getting coffee directly from the source, roasting it myself, et cetera, or getting it from Dave, that suddenly I wasn't having the jitters anymore. I didn't have nausea when I drank coffee, and I actually felt great all day. You know, so that was the whole point in what he discovered as well and why he got into it, because he was sick for years, weighed almost 300 pounds. While he was gaining weight, I was the opposite. I was losing weight. I, you know, at my worst, getting out of the hospital in Peru, I weighed about 114. So I've gained about 49 pounds since then.
Wow, incredible. I'm glad. And you're not a real big guy, so that's awesome. That you put on the weight. My wife needs to gain that weight as well. Jeez. She's going to hate. You know, I don't know if she's listening right now. She's probably going
to
eat.
Well, you know, bring it to her. But, you know, it's really important that people get that, you know, you don't go to Costco and get the factory farm stuff. You need to get grass-fed meat. You need to find grass-fed, you know, if you can, raw milk, raw cheese. You know, the nice thing with butter is the fat content is so high that it never gets to a temperature where the Tate, et cetera, is really damaged.
Right.
So Kerrygold, you know, except for their issue of using grains and possibly GMO, they said maybe possibly sometimes it might get in there, but, you know, that was their response about it. But except for that, you know, you can the fats in there are not going to be damaged. It's going to be mostly clean. Like I said, the cows eat grass 365 days a year, except for the day that they're getting or the time that they're getting milked.
Jeez, and that's when they give them the GMOs. So you gotta try to find a locally sourced grass butter if you can. I've been working real hard to do that for my family.
Sure. And here's the thing. Also, let me just mention that. The Weston A. Price Foundation that Sally Fallon is in charge of, her whole goal and what they do there is getting families connected with ranchers and farmers.
Interesting. So what do they do? How do they facilitate that?
Well, they have, you know, lists and everything that the ranchers and farmers are on, and there's the website and pamphlets and things. You can get a membership for their website to help support them. But it's basically to help bring people back away from the factory farms and everything. And, you know, people, you know, talk about the Dust Bowl effect and all of the damage to the lands and the desertification and everything. It's going to be the cattle that stop that, you know. And, you know, a lot of vegetarians think, well, I don't want to eat meat because, you know, I love animals too much. Well, vegetarianism, when those tractors are going through the fields, kill far more animals than meat eaters do. Like if somebody only ate beef for a year, they would be able to count that they ate a half to three quarters of one animal. Whereas, you know, if you want to talk about the mice, the insects, the reptiles, and all of the wildlife that's destroyed from all of these crops and the Dust Bowl effect and not rotating the crops, et cetera, and putting all these poisons and things in the field, you know, even if you're getting organic, there's still the issues of killing the animals and things. Whereas, you know, if we were actually allowing the cattle to roam the grasslands like the buffalo did here, then you have a lot of grass again, because the cattle actually, when they poo, they plant the seeds from the grass, which grows the grass again. And so it's been a, you know, it's had a major detrimental impact on the environment by selling this vegetarian diet and not promoting enough meat and then having these factory farms on top of that. So if people want to reverse these types of things and create a greener environment, the cattle, the ruminants, when they're out there eating the grass, they spread that stuff. They dig it into the ground when they walk around on it. And that's how, you know, we keep things green and keep from, you know, causing the Dust Bowl effect.
Interesting. Yeah, when we come back, we're going to take another quick break here in just a second. When we come back, I want to talk about raw food and the heat involved with cooking food, and specifically with meat and grass-fed meat, of course. I think that should be implied by now, and I refer to meat. You know, what do you do? Can you eat raw meat? I know you can eat raw fish.
Sure,
and if you
I
mean, do cook it, well, let's tease this out a little bit. You know, we'll get to it in just a second, because I've wondered sometimes, and a lot of people are finicky about raw meat, and I think there are some myths out there about it. And, you know, so we'll get to that with our special guest, Jan Ervin. You were mentioning before about meeting up with local farmers who have grass-fed beef instead of the factory farms. Well, I went to my local fish store, actually, that has all sorts of great local fish. We're in Florida, so we have access to that. And they actually have a farm that I had no idea even existed that just so happened to be less than a mile from my house with grass-fed cattle. So now I have access to that, which it's pretty darn cool. So, folks, it's out there. You just got to look for it. All right, we'll come back and we'll talk about raw food with Jan Ervin on The Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, next hour on the Bob Tuscan Show, we'll have some open phone lines for you, 800-313-9443. We'll catch up. I want to hear what's on your mind. I want to speak with you. I want to talk to you. I want to hear what solutions you have, which you've thought about my past two guests, so on and so forth, and anything else. So completely open lines, on screen, whatever you want. I'm here to talk. Jan Ervin has been our guest this last hour, and he's got a wealth of information. We've been talking about food. We've been talking about fats. That's right, fats. And not the crappy fats, the genetically modified fats, but the good fats. And there is such thing as good fat, even though we've been brainwashed to think that there isn't. So the bottom line is, pretty much everything you've been told about your diet is, well, backwards. And one of the things that we've heard a lot about from the alternative health community, whatever that is these days or isn't, is that raw food is the way to go. The raw foodies, it's a huge trend. I'm sure you might know somebody who goes raw. Our mutual friend Mark Passio, Jan, claims to, and he doesn't claim, he showed me the results, has pretty much cured his diabetes through a raw diet. He's a big believer that raw is the way to go. And if I'm not mistaken, he's a vegetarian. Perhaps one day we'll set up a debate because he's a very staunch vegetarian. Which
sure. Well, you know, there's plenty to go on there if you want to just kick off.
Take on the raw stuff, Jan.
Well, sure. Well, you know, and I know, you and I both, of course, know Mark Passio, and of course, he is a staunch vegetarian. He does use the moral high ground on that regarding animals, et cetera. But again, you know, the moral high ground argument regarding vegetarianism is you actually kill a lot more, you know, numbers of animals with the farming practices today than you do with meat eating. But you know, here's the issue is that, diabetes, et cetera, this is primarily caused from too much wheat in the diet, too many grains in the diet. Your average two slices of bread has as much sugar as a tablespoon of sugar. So if you're eating sandwiches and, you know, and all of these types of things all the time, then you're probably going to get diabetes. If you're eating a lot of processed foods from the middle of the store and not whole foods, you're probably going to get diabetes. Now, the issue with the raw diet, and like I said, I was vegan for years. I did a raw diet for a short time. I didn't enjoy it very much. But the raw diet, you're going to have a lot of juices and things like that, which are very high in fruit sugars, which is going to cause inflammation later on. Oh, you know, things like forks over knives, and they show these guys curing themselves of diseases and things like that. Well, you know, they're eating really crappy food. And when you go to a strict, you know, juice, raw vegetarian diet, you know, you're going to have the benefit of that. But, you know, unfortunately, things like kale, when they're raw, they're actually quite toxic. They have chemicals that are not good for consumption unless they're cooked. Same thing, you know, potatoes need to be cooked to release, the food in them so that we can eat them. There's a number of foods that need to be cooked just to release the nutrients out of them. So raw isn't always the best idea. But, you know, the issue is if you're eating all of this horrible crap food and you have a horrible diet, when you switch to a raw vegan diet, you are going to see a dramatic benefit. But what happens is, you know, after about the 3-month mark, you're going to start getting really fat starved and your body can start working against itself. You know, many people in our family were vegetarian for years and we all ended up getting the same problems. Vegetarianism was causing me insomnia, getting skin problems, things like this. So, you know, you might be taking care of one thing, but you're getting all of these sugars, all of the sugars and the juicing and stuff that you do. And so, you know, this is going to, after a time, have a dramatic impact on the teeth, et cetera. The teeth need the protein. They need the fats. They need those things which this guy discusses in this video, which was first brought about. The information was brought about by Weston A. Price. And again, we talked about Sally Fallon earlier, who heads the Weston A. Price Foundation. And he was a dentist that studied all of this for years, and he went around and actually studied different cultures all over the planet and their dietary habits, which habits actually caused healthy body, healthy teeth, healthy bone structure, which actually destroyed the mouth, which then caused infection in the body, which then caused, deterioration of health. You know, and then going back to Plato again, of course, you know, the issue of vegetarianism and mind control is huge there. So, you know, Mark is trying to expose these issues of mind control. So we need to make sure that we're, making sure that that information on Plato gets out there. Now, if your body is made out of hydroxycholesterol, and, you know, see, the cells of your body, they're made up of fats. And if you only have polyunsaturated fats, these are fats that essentially have a lot of spaces in between them, and they get a lot of oxidization in there, and then they spoil and they go rancid. Well, if all you have is like omega-3 and 6 in your body, then this is what your body's going to be made of. And it's like these things go rancid, and they can cause, you know, cancer and things like this. And so saturated fats, the reason why it's called saturated is because there are no places in it for it to oxidize. I mean, you can crank up a really high heat on the stove and overburn your butter or overburn your bacon grease or something, make it oxidize or catch fire, essentially. But these are fat because they don't have room to oxidize, whereas polyunsaturated fat, everything in the grocery store, everywhere, pouring and draining through it to even going rancid, boiling on the grocery store shelf. any oil that comes in a clear bottle is essentially bad. Your grandmother was right, or most people's grandmothers, who aren't Jewish, essentially, who kept that bottle of bacon grease on the counter. That's about the safest thing you can use for frying, etc. One of the next safest oils is coconut and palm kernel oils, which we were told in the 80s were horrific for us. You know, and back in the 80s, we were also given, you know, if you went to McDonald's, you could buy French fries that were actually good for you because they were cooked in tallow, which is cow fat. But, you know, hemp oil and all of these things, they're good as long as they're very fresh. But if they're more than a couple of days old, you probably better toss the bottle. And so, you know, if they have any time to get air or oxygen, they turn into trans fats and they get toxic. And so this was the big, you know, thing that Sally Fallon first exposed. But what they don't want to know is that the, you know, and when they do these fat studies and, you know, the meat is bad and published in the New York Times recently and all this stuff, what they do is they conflate the meat from these factory farms with meat, you know, with grass-fed meats and things like that that don't actually cause those problems. You know, it's just like lactose intolerance coming from milk. Oh, well, which milk? You know, and I've actually had parents tell me that their doctor, you know, had them start feeding their male baby boys soy formula because the doctor thought that the colic that they had from the mother eating too many hot foods was because the baby was lactose intolerant. Now, lactose intolerance can only happen through pasteurized milk. It doesn't happen, you know, giving a baby boy soy is the worst thing you can do. Soy is one of the highest estrogen foods out there aside from beer. And so, you know, when you're eating a lot of soy, which is probably why it was introduced in the first place, is that, you know, it curbs testosterone production, decreases the size of male sexual reproductive organs, and makes men more docile. So when you think about this coming out of Asia and out of these monasteries, you can see a pretty clear picture of how this stuff was used and the detrimental impact that it's had on the Asian culture. And I think it was Curtis Duncan, I had him on my show last year, earlier this year, and we went into a lot of this stuff, and he exposes the soy and the chemicals in the water and everything going on further about that.
Interesting.
Oh, you know what? I should also mention that, you know, another big one of the lies that they love to tell us is salt.
Oh, yeah. And tell me about salt, because we go back and forth on that. They tell you,
well, you know, well,
salt's
well,
not salt good, is, salt's
yeah,
good.
Well, you know, if you think of back in Roman times, you were worth your weight in salt, right?
Right.
In India, we have, oh, geez. Oh, I just forgot his name. Come on. India, the one who did the revolution.
Gandhi.
Gandhi. Yeah.
Bottom line it for me, though, because we're British, almost out of time. So what's the deal with salt?
Well, you know, Gandhi did the revolt against the British using salt. It's because salt is a very key important of the diet. And salt and all of the minerals in the diet actually are what create the saline that our blood and serums, everything in our body works from. And so having a low salt diet actually causes the same sort of problems that a low fat diet does. You know, and in fact, I should mention that, when I brought this up with a couple of doctors that I've had on my show is, you know, does the low-fat diet lead to Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease? And there's more and more evidence coming out all the time that, yes, it does look possible that that is the cause of these problems.
And, you know, I saw even a local study that shows coconut oil is helping these people. Jan Ervin, wealth of information. We're going to have to do this again. GnosticMedia.com, of course, is website. Thanks, Jan, for coming on.
Drink salt every morning, like a teaspoon of salt when you get up.
Just a teaspoon of salt. All right, I'll stop with Mary Poppins. We'll be back next hour.
John Stepman.